In this interview, Precision Nutrition's Susan Olding talks with our $25,000 winner, Lindsay, about her experience with Precision Nutrition coaching.
Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today. I'm just going to start by asking you a little bit about the big surprise, and I'm really curious to hear what happened and how it went for you.
So after we finished vacation Bible school at our church, my daughter and I jumped in the truck and drove, a two-block distance to go to the lakefront. As we got out of the car and walked over, I was just kind of looking at my husband. He said, you've worked very diligently over the last year. You worked very hard, and I just wanted to let you know that you won the competition. You are the grand prize winner. And I'll tell you truly, I lost my mind. I jumped up and down. I've got these pictures of myself with my daughter looking at me like, what is going on?
I imagine if I were in your shoes, I might be having trouble believing it when I saw that check. But let's go way back to the beginning, though, before you signed up in the first place, before you decided to become a coaching client. What was going on in your life then at that time?
My husband and I, we met in college. We were very active. I had foot surgery. I had double foot surgery. One, both feet were operated on. And I was extremely active prior to the surgery. And with the surgery, I couldn't walk for 8 weeks. And even then, it was difficult for me to walk, even up to 3 months after the surgery. In that time frame, we had gotten married. I was still in school. I tried to stay active, but I started to put on some weight, and it was just very difficult. My feet hurt a lot to run. We used to run several miles a day. I'd ride a bicycle. We'd go to the gym to lift or do the elliptical. I really never had a firm goal of what I was going to get accomplished, though, when I walked through the doors of the gym. And in 2004, we bought a house, and my mother, who was ill at the time with Lou Gehrig's disease, moved in with us, and she lived with us on and off for a number of months at a time, 3 months at a time. She would stay here, and 3 months at a time, she'd be in Dallas. And I was a caregiver and never took so much care of myself. My husband and I, we spent a lot of our time really focusing on trying to make sure my mother was comfortable. And in January of 2007, she passed away, which was a pretty devastating blow. She was just very, very sick, and ALS is a terrible disease of the muscles and the neurosystem, where all of the muscles atrophy and to the point that they can't breathe on their own, they can't eat. She never got quite to that point, but the breathing was very difficult. And, I always said, I never want to be like that. I've always been kind of strong. So after she passed, I decided to go back to graduate school in 2007. I graduated in 2009, and I was about 190 pounds, and in July of 2009, a friend of ours gave us a copy of the Precision Nutrition Gourmet Nutrition cookbook. And with the Gourmet Nutrition cookbook, I wasn't enrolled in a program, and I don't even know that they had an online program like they do now at that time. So we used the Gourmet Nutrition cookbook, and I lost 35 pounds over the course of about 9 or 10 months. After graduate school, I'd lost this weight. I was feeling very good about myself. The following summer in 2010, we had been trying to conceive. And for 6 months, we had tried and tried and tried, and it was like nothing was working. Well, I found out in July that I was pregnant with my now daughter, Grace. And I stopped everything. I stopped eating right, and I just stopped exercising like a dum-dum. Fast forward to 2014, I had no longer, I breastfed my daughter until she was 2.5. Well, 6 months after that, I kept saying, oh, it's still baby weight. I just stopped breastfeeding, and I kept eating. And my husband said, honey, you stopped breastfeeding 6 months ago. You can't use that as an excuse anymore. I topped the scales at 201 pounds. And, a couple of weeks prior to that, my husband said, what do you think about trying to do precision nutrition again? And I said, well, you know, I used a cookbook and that was great. I don't know that I've got the motivation to really sit down and try to make it work again. You know, I had all this great motivation, but now with a child in the house, it'd be really difficult. He said, well, what about doing the program, like the actual online program? And I said, "What? That's so expensive, you know, it's $100 a month or whatever it was at the time. He said, well, I'll pay for it. You know, I want you to be happy. I want you to be back to your old self. You were motivated, and you enjoyed life so much when we were active. And I said, well, if you really want to do that, then okay, I'll go ahead and sign up for it. I just, you know, it's going to be hard, and I'm really nervous about it. So we signed up, and here I am a year later.
Oh, congratulations. That's a fantastic story. And what do you think it was about pregnancy that derailed you? And do you have any advice for new mothers?
That is a very, very good question. Pregnancy is such a weird time in a woman's life where so many strange things are happening to your body. Everywhere it stretches. And so some of the movements are a little scary. You want what's best for your baby as you're growing your baby. But sometimes what you think is best isn't always the best thing.
Was there anything about the program that surprised you?
The fact that it was so personal, and that you really have to delve deep, and this program makes you focus inward and really think about your everyday choices. And if even if you don't think that they're watching, your family sees what you do. But one of the things that I found that it really, really spoke to me was maybe change is not about changing who you were to begin with, but stripping away all of the things that made you into someone else so that you could find who you really were in the first place. And that's sort of how I feel about this whole program. It's like it strips away, not only does it strip away body fat, but it strips away your preconceptions about what you thought you were or who you thought you were. Because I was a really miserable, sad person. I didn't want to get out of bed. I was still trying to get over my mom and her death. And I think this program really helped me kind of to understand that's not my fault. And, you know, life is what you make of it. and PN helps you realize that you can make your life awesome. Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm sorry.
I totally get it. It's really moving. What was the toughest part, do you think, for you?
Oh, the sleep habit. Oh, I have a young child, and that sleep habit, I still work on it every single day, every single day. And I think I will work on it until the day I die, because that's something, I mean, it's something you have to work at. And I think many, many people who have full-time jobs, who, you know, have children, who have a house to clean, we struggle with that every single day. And there are so many people who get so much less than 6 hours, 5 hours of sleep every night, waking up early so that they can get their exercise in the morning before they have to get a shower and go to work. And then when they get home, they're exhausted. We just don't get enough sleep. I don't think anybody gets enough sleep.
No, it's true.
I love to sleep too.
How much sleep do you like to get if you can?
Oh, I really work towards that 7 hours. It's definitely the hardest habit that was the hardest habit for me.
Yeah, and I think you're right that for mothers of or any parent of a young kid, it's got to be one of the toughies. And even if you you know, even if it's not perfect, progress is what we're really looking for. So tell me about your relationship to food and exercise, and how is it different than it was before?
Well, before I didn't want to do anything, and I just wanted to eat. I think my biggest thing about eating was that I would get up in the morning, I would have my coffee, I wouldn't eat breakfast, and then I'd eat lunch kind of late in the day. I'd have a big lunch, usually go out to eat someplace because it was convenient. And then I wouldn't eat again until I got home. And then I'd get seconds or sometimes thirds, depending on what we were eating for dinner that night, because it just, you know, it tasted good and I was very hungry. I would pretty much consider it like binging more than anything else. But it wasn't something that I felt like needed to be hidden. I would just sit and eat what I thought was filling me up. And the program, it changes how full you get. If you just follow those habits, you will be so full on so much less food. And one of the best things that was said throughout the whole program for me that really, really spoke to me was, hunger is not an emergency. Whereas before the program, if I was hungry or if I waited too long to eat, I would just gorge, you know, and eat, eat, eat. And now, if I'm hungry, I have to remember hunger is not an emergency.
Right. We're not in the depression anymore. Thank goodness.
No, we're not.
If you could talk to somebody else like yourself, Lindsay, who, you know, was considering the program, what do you think you'd tell her?
It is worth every single penny to have a personal trainer for a year, to have a dietitian that you get to talk to whenever you want for a year, to have a motivational group that's all going through the same thing that you are at the exact same time. It is absolutely priceless. Worth it, worth it, worth it. Even if I hadn't won the whole, you know, even if I hadn't won any money, I still won because I'm a new person. My brain works differently. My body works differently. I am happy to get out of the house every day. And I'm happy to take naps. And I know it's okay to take a nap. It changes your mindset and makes you realize that the things that are important are what can keep you happy. And the money, you know, it's a wonderful bonus. Don't get me wrong. But even if I hadn't won anything, I've won. I've won anyway because I'm a different, happier person. I wish I could go on for the rest of my life, to be honest with you.
That's fantastic. Is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you would like to say for people who are thinking it over and aren't sure whether they'd like to sign up?
Just do it. It is life-changing. I just cannot stress enough how much it changes your life. I'm a whole new person. It's a whole new world out there for me. And I have Precision Nutrition to thank. I did the work, but they gave me all the motivation and all the tools I need to make it happen. So.
Wow. Well, congratulations again, Lindsay. And it's been so terrific to talk to you. Before we sign off, I'll just ask you, what's your next challenge?
I'm going to try to do a powerlifting competition.
Whoa.
I think I want to do a powerlifting competition. I found out I'm really pretty strong. And, you know, I'm impressed with myself to see my deadlift and my bench press and how much I can actually push and pull. So I'm excited about that.
That sounds like fun. And it's a great feeling to see and to feel yourself becoming strong.
Yes. And I love that I'm strong. When people say, oh boy, you're getting skinny, I said, you would have no idea how strong I am. Because people who are born skinny and who have high metabolisms, they're very lucky. But people like myself and like some of the other people within our coaching program, for us to get, I say skinny, we are very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are very strong in more ways than one, Lindsay. You've shown incredible persistence and dedication, and you did work really hard. And again, I congratulate you.
Thank you so much, Susan. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this audio interview. If you're curious to learn more about Lindsay's journey or for more about Precision Nutrition Coaching, please check us out on precisionnutrition.com. If you want to chat with someone directly, email us at info@precisionnutrition.com.